Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Reconnect and Reclaim You. I'm your host, Grief Awareness and Restorative Living Specialist, Carrie Pugh. We are broadcasting to you tonight from Nashville, Tennessee, and it has been somewhat of a little bit of a rainy day and around 45 degrees, so wherever you are, I hope that you're cozy and warm and ready to sit back and enjoy some of this great information that we have tonight. As always, with the intention of this show, it is to bring tips, tools, and resources to folks who may not otherwise be aware of all the great information that's out there. So some of it's going to feel really comfortable to you, and other things may be a little bit outside your box. So wherever you are on your journey, just sit back and enjoy. Tonight, my guest is a friend of mine and colleague, Becky Buckman. And Becky is a life coach and also a certified trainer of Mike Dooley's Infinite Possibilities. So welcome, Becky.
Thank you so much, Terry. Good to be here.
Good to have you. I'll just warn you guys now that you're listening. Anything could probably be said or happen on here because we are just, we work really well with one another, and so it just rolls really easy. So
all day today I've been picturing something happening like coffee talk or something like that.
But so, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Well, tell the listeners a little bit about you and what you do. And
well, first, the Infinite Possibility certification and being a trainer with that. That is Mike Dooley's program, and he personally trains each trainer in groups of about 200, and I hope that there are some trainers actually listening tonight. There are probably now about 1,200 trainers that he's done over the last 2.5 years. And it's about bringing the law of attraction, positive thinking. It's subtitled The Art of Living Your Dreams.
Nice.
And he created the program while he was inspired to create the program when he was taking his book, Infinite Possibilities, he was doing a book signing, I believe, or on tour with a book with his publisher. And he's got a whole story about how that unfolds on his website, on the TUT or TUT.com website. And anyway, I was at one of his one-day workshops here in Nashville, and it was called The Matrix. And at the end of that one-day workshop, he started talking about how he was developing a program working with men in jail in Orange County, Florida, to bring to them how they can live the life of their dreams or turn their life around, or how we all have the power to do that, how we're all divinely created to draw into our lives whatever it is we truly want. Well, when he announced that, I was like, I felt like Horshack in the middle of the room going, me, I want to do that, you know, because I was already a volunteer at the prison.
Right.
And that was back in 2009 when I was at that workshop. And so it took a couple years before he got to where he was actually off from the training. And then I got to go. So that was in January 2013 that I got that certification. And immediately took that into Riverbend Prison and have been teaching it there and developed it. And as you know, now it just keeps unfolding and morphing into bigger and bigger, I guess program is the best way to describe it now. As far as within that institute.
Right. I do want to take a real quick second and just say that anyone that is on your computer or listening on your phone, if you're listening live on your phone and you have a question, just press 1 and you'll pop up on the dashboard here and we'll work you in the mix. And if you're wanting to call and you're listening from your computer, you'll just dial 1 805-292-0349. And again, you can listen live there, or if you have a question that's stirring and you'd like an answer or have a suggestion, feel free to hit one and we'll get you worked in. So there you have it.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that some folks will call in, particularly about the prison work. I mean, you and I can both answer those questions.
That's good work.
It's fun work,
it is,
too.
It is.
And, you know, it's the men, and we're talking, this is a men's prison, a maximum security prison, and some of them have been in there a long, long time,
yeah,
20 and more years, and they do a lot of reading and they do a lot of thinking and bring questions and discussions to this class. It's just the class now has turned into kind of a conglomerate. Goes into phases. We've now been studying Conversations with God,
mm-hmm.
and that's just been. It's exciting. I get excited on Saturdays. I go out there. Terry and I show up at 1 o'clock to go through security and checkpoint and all the gates and
don't forget the pat down.
That's and the pat down, absolutely, with the rubber gloves. And once we get through their class and get the classroom ready, and I really look forward to that.
I do too. And I love the energy that the guys bring into the classroom, because they come, despite what has happened in their past, despite what's happened that week or even that day, up until the point that they come in there, they show up with such a genuine willingness and an authentic. I mean, they love one another. They cut up and they joke
do.
And, you know, it's just, I mean, and we talk about some hard stuff, you know what I mean? Not hard, but deep-hitting topics and questions, and it makes, it, you know, invites people to think.
Right. When we're saying, okay, you know, name a goal you might have, well, they're not going to say, oh, well, I'd like to get a new job.
Right. Right.
You know?
Unless they're moving from the cafeteria to the library, they can get a new job.
That could be. That does happen. But, you know, they're talking about, you know, better relationships with their family members.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, how to address the parole board coming up. I did want to share a little bit of this letter. I received a letter just Sunday, not directly to my home, because as volunteers, Terry and I do not give out our personal information as far as where we can be reached or anything like that. But if they did want to write letters, they write it to the Centers for Spiritual Living,
right?
And the ministers there will pass the letters on. So this is actually one of the first ones that I've gotten from an inmate, because generally we see them every week. Well, this guy had been a student of mine from the very beginning, so almost 2 years. And in January, he got transferred to a different facility in West Tennessee. So kind of lost touch with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited to find out that he sent a letter. So I'm not going to read the whole letter. It's 2 pages. And he explains kind of why he got moved. But I did want to read the one quick little section where he says, I want to thank you for my introduction to the working of the law of attraction. Thanks for bringing Mike Dooley's Infinite Possibilities, The Secret, What the Bleep Do We Know, E Squared, and Conversations with God to my attention. He goes on, he says, before coming to Riverbend, which is where Carrie and I volunteer, I was incarcerated at South Central in West Tennessee, which is one of the worst prisons in Tennessee Department of Corrections. After completing residential drug housing program, I was allowed to choose where I would like to be housed. At first, I didn't put Riverbend among the places that I thought to be accepted, because it generally took Riverbend longer to get the available bed space to accept you. But the classification officer recommended I include Riverbend among them, telling me that Riverbend was moving faster as far as expected. It took 5 months to get there, and I feel that what I gained while there was worth that wait. I want you to know that you have been a true blessing in my life. You, Terry, and Tammy, who's another friend of ours that volunteered for the while, you definitely don't hide your light under any bushel. Anyway, and he says, LOL. Anyway, your introduction to a new way of thought prepared me for Science of Mind. I now feel connected to life, God, good, for the first time. Not just connected, but part of the great, individualized, undivided whole. You have helped me to see how to live life in a whole new way. So, and he's at the bottom, there's a little bit more talking about the changes, and then he says, one God, one life, one love. So, really, so glad to get that. And he promises to keep me in touch with how things are going. He still has some time to serve.
Right. And I miss Barry.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's something to be said about the guys that come into the class because, Becky and I have said numerous times, we're not there to save the world. We're there because it feeds our soul, because it feels good to connect with, people that are just like us. I mean, they have gifts and they have, potential and, just like us. They've made some missteps in life, and their missteps had some serious consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do leave, or get moved off to another facility, it's kind of sad because, you walk in and it's like they're gone, You don't really get to say goodbye. So, but we always know that they're going prepared because they're willing into whatever their next step is, and that's exciting.
Yeah. So we have one of our regular students, one of our really, he's powerful. He's manifesting.
Yeah.
Definitely manifesting.
Yeah.
And he manifested a parole date in May.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells us now he's getting nervous.
Right.
He's like, okay. Because we all have, I believe, we all have like our little space places. We can read and we can study and we're like, okay, I got this. And then we pop out into the world and here comes the contrast, right? You're going to ride that wave of contrast. And if your family and friends have been physically separated from you, like these guys who are serving time, I mean, they get to have some visitations, they get to have some phone calls. These guys are what's called minimum trustees.
Right.
That get to come to our classroom. So they have a little bit more privilege than the majority of the inmates there. And their families have not seen these big changes that we've been privileged to see and be a part of.
Until this last weekend, when our student had a conversation with his mother and his stepfather, and they were blown away by his insight and his, and he'll even say, I've evolved, and that's exciting to see that potential and to witness their excitement when they talk with their families,
mm-hmm.
And it also on the flip side of that can be challenging because. When they do, if they do make parole and they get out, then they're going back out into the same world that they left,
mm-hmm.
only it's the new and improved version of,
mm-hmm.
Who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's where he is right now.
Right.
And
these, and especially the last 10 weeks, with it being conversations with God, this is definitely a spiritual class. There's a beautiful mix of belief.
Across the board, for sure.
And to have these guys with these wonderful discussions on what God is and how they feel God operates, and then we start saying, you are God, some of them just go silent because they just can't comprehend that you and I would even consider them
Right, exactly.
You know, sure, you can create your maid, you know, out of the likeness of the Creator, which I believe is pure and unconditional, absolute love. You know, we could go on and on and on with these descriptions. You know, and that just opens up all this, like, you know, wow, and that connects me to everything. And so having that spiritual peace that does go across the board, you know, I think that's one of the biggest things that excites me. I don't know if it really matters that much, you know, if I was going to any other class, but to know that we're going to have these spiritual discussions, you know.
Right.
I have so much fun with that now.
Right. And they say over and over, they don't care what we're teaching because they know whatever it is, it's going to be good. It's going to make them think, and it's going to give them an opportunity to grow. And it invokes, you know, a part of their intellect that maybe they don't always get to share with other people, because it is a very safe and, dare I say, sacred space when we're in that room together, because it's safe, you know, and they can share.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the incantation.
Right.
So each class, so the class is 2 hours. And I have to credit a little bit of Andy Dooley, Mike Dooley's brother, with this incantation that we use at the end of the class. We have this music that that Andy's used. Andy Dooley is also at all the conferences and the training. And he has this music that he uses for incantation, and it gets everybody's vibration. So we're all there together, and it's just, you can just feel this surge of energy through everybody. And, you know, and then we start repeating these, you know, I rock, I am a creator.
Right.
And I beefed it up a little bit. I mean, he had, 8 or 9 lines to that incantation, and I added more to it. So that at the end of the class, you know, the guys are like, you know, they know that time is wrapping up, and they have to report back to their cells immediately after class, because there's what's called a count.
Right.
And that means the officers go through and they count, and they make sure that every single inmate is accounted for. So sometimes we've been talking, and class has gotten all, you know, we're all getting into this and questions and blah, 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 and the explanation. They're like, oh my gosh, we've got to talk about, you know, what your assignment is for next week. Let's get this incantation. And the guys love it. And it's something that gets them with their energy rolling, you know, and I think it's like a really good send off.
It is.
It is.
Because it gets their. Plus, they add their own into it, which is really good.
Yeah.
To hear them with their own that they do. But yeah, they enjoy that because it does. It's a really cool vibration.
It gets me, you know, all built up too.
Right.
You know, I mean, when you and I walk out of there, I'm kind of like, you know.
Right. Yeah. They're the best. They're the best. And we're getting ready in a couple of weeks to start the 4 agreements, which that will be interesting too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Start that with them.
Yeah.
And I want to say, if there are any listeners, I'm not going to rattle off a list of names, but if there are any listeners that came through and donated books to this cause for us, we really appreciate that, because the work that we do out there is not funded. So if any of you are experienced grant writers, contact us.
Exactly.
You know, and we do, everything that we do out there comes out of our pocket. And when we have, you know, 24, 13, 18 guys, and then we do lessons and we have books, that can be rather expensive. So.
Yeah, the infinite possibilities. Mike Dooley does supply the
That's
workbooks
right.
and the Infinite Possibility books for not just my program at the ours at the prison, but anytime a trainer provides that Infinite Possibilities program to a nonprofit where there is actually a contact that can just verify.
Right.
You know, whether it's a soup kitchen. I know I've got some trainer good friends that who are doing soup kitchens, the homeless kind
right.
of folks like that. But then there's also a lot of trainers who are doing it as a paid program and workshops and webinars and
right.
So materials are bought for those.
Well, in our conversations with God, or the conversation with God, it was also a donation from the Conversations with God organization because
yeah.
they have a prison outreach. So
I didn't even know that until started looking into it.
And then the E Squared, Becky reached out through some connections and got the author.
Oh, no connections. I didn't have any connections.
I thought you just gave you the information.
I just emailed Pam Grout.
Oh, well, there you go, folks. She just emailed the publisher. And so we got the books for that. So, you know, we're constantly evolving with these guys and, you know, and the law of attraction works. So what can we say?
Well, and then, so that's what kind of prompted, okay, what are we going to do next? And you looked at the Four Agreements
right.
and contacted that organization,
right? I did.
And they would not donate.
Exactly. They would not. They would actually offer a discount, but the discount that they offered was still almost $12 a book.
Mm-hmm.
So it really wasn't going to benefit us to go that route.
Right.
So we opted another way, and within 24 hours, I might say, we had everyone had reached out to us that about making donations, and then we were just a few books shy, and we had someone else just last week. Pick that up. So we're ready. We're ready to go. And I'm excited about it because the guys are excited,
So. And what's so cool about doing this? I mean, we could not just, I mean, teaching, first of all, is just fun. I just love doing it, period.
Right.
And teaching the spiritual principles, the Infinite Possibilities piece has, like I've mentioned, has a workbook. So we have guidance for it, you know, something that leads us from step to step to step. Well, when it came up, I contacted Pam Grout, and she ended up later putting, on her blog, including us in that. She had got Hay House to donate that book. Well, that has experiments in it. I mean, that's what the book is. If you guys out there have not read E Squared or E Cubed, definitely pick it up. It's fabulous and fun ways to prove the law of attraction. So that kind of has, lab sheets or worksheets or whatever in it.
Right.
Well, then so I did know someone who was part of the Conversations with God organization, and she gave me the contact email of the woman who was over the prison ministry piece of that. And that woman was just like, how many books do you need? I'll get them. Here they come. Where do I send them? And when she sent those, there were two companion workbooks, which were, they're a couple hundred pages.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a little bitty, workbook. It's full, and it covers all three of the Conversations with God books.
Right.
So we've been able to just pull out all kinds of experiments and assignments and discussion topics and further explanation of what's in the original book, and I've gotten an assignment ready for tomorrow, even for the guys. But I think it's going to be really good.
Nice.
Yeah, and just how to decide what kind of day you're going to have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that when we did the vision boards with them, I thought were pretty powerful because, you know, we talked about this even with the class about, you know, when they did the first vision board that I watched some of the guys do, there was a lot of tangible type things on there,
mm-hmm.
you know,
cars
and jewelry and, you know, I mean, that kind of stuff. And then as they evolved through class after class and there was another board done, some of those same guys had words on there, you know, inspire, you know, gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of nature pictures, a lot of family pictures, a lot of
peaceful, I think.
Absolutely peaceful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And actually, I said that to them that day, you know, look at the evolution of those. Look at yours. If you've got them on in your cell posted, look at them
mm-hmm.
because you're shifting,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's an awesome thing. And when I did the grief work out there, that was a deep class for them.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way they could escape the one day assignment every day kind of
mm-hmm.
thing. And
they keep coming.
I mean, it is absolutely
a choice
right.
for them to come to class on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and we actually went out there, just on a side note, we went out and they had pulled some guys to do some work. And it just happened to be that the guys that they had pulled from the unit were three of our students. And we walked in and Becky and I both were like, what? You know, I mean, we realize they have things to do, and they pick certain people because of the quality and stuff and you know, where they are. But, one, we missed them in class, but they were all three just like, oh, I'm not going to be in class today,
yeah.
you know.
We were going to be talking about relationships.
Right, right.
I think there were a couple of guys who were looking forward to that chapter on relationships. Chapter 8 in Conversations with God.
Just in case you got book one at home. Look it up.
And, you know, and it was just so odd that out of a unit of 200 men, we have a class of about 12 regulars.
Yeah.
And three of them were on work duty at class time.
Right.
Who really wanted to be in class.
Right.
And I just thought, okay, well, there's no coincidences, you know. Because that really does kind of go against the odds. Out of 200 men, three are our students.
Right. And it's, you know, back to like the infinite possibilities, you know, the law of attraction, that's the guys know that this works, and they're really blown away when they witness
mm-hmm.
it working for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
mm-hmm.
they might have a truth or a trust that it would work for somebody else.
Right.
But it would never work for me, you know. And then when they apply this, even with their mindset, one day they were talking about it was going to be hard to, you know, the law of attraction to make any change or manifest a change. And so they started thinking about breakfast in the chow hall.
Right. So easy.
Yeah, and they wanted something rather than, you know, the powdered eggs. They wanted something else. And that day they got in there and they were Danishes. And they were so excited that they had, you know, and it's those things, you know, that they're inspiring and they're very powerful to know that you can take that. And really, if you can get out of your own way, you know, and reconnect yourself, you can invite or welcome anything into your life,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, and the visualizations, I mean, one of the best visualizations that came up just in discussion in class, something that I hadn't even thought of was the guy said, I can't wait to take a bath again. Huge, big, you know, of course, a lot of these guys, they just look tough on the outside.
Yeah.
Right. And he says, I'm just looking forward to a bath.
Yeah, bubble bath. He wanted a bubble bath.
And I thought, that hadn't occurred to me. These particular guys, they have cell roommates, which they call cellies. And the showers in the unit are kind of like not even as nice as a dorm situation.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's a little bitty tiny stall.
Yeah, turnaround.
Yeah, exactly. And so to look that forward to a bath, and I said, ooh, let's work with that visualization. I said, I bet we can take right off. And I started talking about, now just think about the temperature of the water and, you know, the atmosphere in the room, how's the lighting, you know, are there any candles burning, or are there any scents, you know, or is there any, you know, scent or smell to the water? And the whole room got quiet because they were all like, oh,
mm-hmm. And then they all started adding into it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They all had their own, you know, what his bath should be like, you
mm-hmm.
know. And since then, he has actually made parole.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's been out 1 week.
He's been out 1 week this past, yesterday, actually. So, it will be interesting if he reaches out to us through CSL and lets us know how he's doing and if he actually got that bath, you know.
Yeah.
Because that was one of the last things we were talking to him about. You particularly were, you know, talking to him about the bath. So it's all good.
Yeah.
Know? It's good like that. And another thing is, so you're a life coach.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what aspect or avenue are you coaching in?
It will still be the spiritual aspect and creating that life that you're, you know, how to get from where you are today
mm-hmm.
and steps moving forward. Always about moving forward.
Okay.
And really focusing on the different avenues. You know, how that can unfold, opening up to those infinite possibilities, the divine quality that we have.
Right.
And how to uncover the, I like to say, the self-created hurdles that turn our path into an obstacle course.
Exactly.
Yeah. You
know? Exactly.
That's all us,
mm-hmm.
really. It's all us. It's all within us. Answers are within us. All the blockages are within us as well. And as we start kind of unearthing those little, the pieces that play in our minds automatically, old belief habits.
Right.
All those thoughts that aren't even conscious to us anymore, you know, that are driving our bus. And law of attraction is just like, okay, I'll keep giving you more of that. Fine.
Whatever
you
you're focusing on, I'll give it to you.
Yeah. You know, I'll match that energy. Match that, but I like to talk about it in a vibration kind of way. I'll match, you know, the law of attraction is always matching our vibration. Now, when we can raise it up, you know, we see more, we experience more, and the law of attraction, the universe is happy to match that too. It's going to bring all those cooperative components
right
up to you. And it's up to us to be one of those cooperative components.
Right. And that, I think, is where it's essential that you that folks do the work, and not just do it, but practice it, live it. Because when that shift happens and those things that you've been asking, you know, or trying to manifest into your life start to show up, you know.
Right, and it's not always work. I mean, as far as the law of as far as the universe is concerned, there's no bigger, there's no small.
Right.
It's all the same. We just are not attached to the little things so much, and they're easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parking place. All right, I just invoke the parking fairy. Man, she never lets me down. Easy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking Trader Joe's, middle of a Saturday afternoon. Cars are on top of each other, you know? And I'm scooting down Hillsborough Road, and I say, oh, I need to invoke the parking fairies. You know, thank you so much ahead of time for the great parking space I'm going to get. And this is no exaggeration. Last Saturday, I mean, you know, people are trying to back out. They're pulling in Trader Joe's parking lot. Sure enough, I just kind of waited patiently. I'm probably going to have to loop around maybe. And I thought, oh, this parking fairy is going to help me out. And sure enough, no exaggeration, while waiting, I had to stop to let somebody cross out of the store. And it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, another car's like, they're going to follow that. Oh, somebody's coming out of the store. I'm going to follow them all the way to their car.
Right.
And I just waited. And sure enough, a guy, he was just looking for an opportunity to back out front space. Bing. Like, yes. I'm like, parking fairy, I will never doubt you ever again.
No,
so we're not as attached to those things.
Right.
I mean, if you don't get that great parking space, it's not the end of the world. It's not like, oh, I failed. I didn't visualize properly or clearly enough.
Right.
I didn't have enough detail to my vision or any of that. We're just not as attached to it, which makes it easier to manifest it.
Because
mm-hmm. if we're attached to that outcome, we want it to look a certain way.
Right, right. It's got to show up in just the right, the idyllic way that we see it showing up, and not, you know, it's got to show up right here. Mm-hmm. But it might curve around, loop down, and fall down, and it's like, oh, wait, that's exactly what I was, you know, that's better. Right, right. Yeah, this or something better. You know, I like that.
So when we can practice the detachment that we do to the little things that we think are just coincidence, whether it's like, oh, I've got to remember to call so-and-so.
Yes, there they are. Because there are no coincidences.
Right. That was immediate manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
The universe pulled it together.
And the guys have done that, and they've done that many times. Because, you know, they've actually said, you know, I was thinking about calling so-and-so, and they called me, you know, or they came to see me, you know. I wanted to see my family. They all showed up, you know.
Yeah. One of the guys, when we were doing the experiments with E-squared, I think it was Michael again,
mm-hmm.
he was saying, I'm not sure if it was Michael or not. One of the guys was saying how they were hoping so-and-so, you know, would come and visit them. And not only did that person come visit, but brought along another family member that he hadn't seen in a long time. Might have been Greg. But anyway.
I think it was Greg.
Yeah. And they were just like, it was better than I pictured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they have a great visit.
Right.
You know, which, of course, helps their relationship. Because when these guys get out, that if there's been a reestablishment in that relationship or how that, just how they relate to each individual person,
mm-hmm.
Then that moves them forward on that path, you know, not falling back on the old stuff.
And I'll take just a quick second again for anybody that has a question or wants to make a comment. Please feel free to call in at 1-805-292-0349. We would love to answer any questions that you have or hear any feedback that you might have.
Yeah, feedback would be great.
Yeah.
I think I've got some trainer friends that are listening out there. I feel like we're doing the spring pledge drive.
I know, right? Call in now.
And I'll have a set of DVDs, you know.
But wait, that's not all.
Right.
If you call in now, you'll get two sets of DVDs.
And Wayne Potter will leave the voice message on your cell phone.
Right.
For incoming calls.
That's right. Just manifest that, folks. Work on that. That'll happen.
I just said that. You know what? What did the woman the other day say? She said, speak it into existence.
Will it into existence? You're talking about the girl at Project Return?
Project Return.
Becky and I did a a talk at Project Return
Wednesday,
yeah, for newly released men and women who are going into the workforce. And Project Return is a great local nonprofit organization that helps these folks work on resumes,
interview skills.
You know, how to answer the hard questions and answer them honestly, authentically. You know, some of the soft skills that you need when you're being integrated back into the, as they say, Riverbend, the free. And one of the young ladies, actually the only young lady,
there's only
that
was one woman
in our class. She said that, you know, will it into existence, and it was like, yes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that was a great talk that we got to give, and then hearing, you know, a gentleman at the end who shared with us after everyone had left that, you know, he'd just been out a week, and
mm-hmm.
after being incarcerated for 30 years, it was rather overwhelming and scary. I think he actually said it was scary, you know, and actually told a little funny about someone letting him use the phone, and he couldn't figure out how to work the cell phone. So he said he just wanted the dial phone that you just, you know, and he like literally made the you know, the little imagery for
gesture.
The gesture that he was dialing, you know, the old school phones like our grandparents had. Actually, I have one now, but I did
rotary.
So there's challenges, and I feel like the guys that are in our classes actually. And in our classes, because they want to be there, they could be doing anything for 2 hours on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's pretty. I mean, they have yard privileges where they can be playing basketball or softball. Well, now March Madness is going on.
Right.
They can be in a common room watching the basketball tournament.
Right. Yeah. And they choose to be in there with two crazy women. So.
And I know some of it. Yeah, and they get their hugs.
Right.
We're allowed to hug these men, and they really appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we even have some guys that are taking substance addiction courses. They're not students of ours, but they're doing classwork down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And they will come in and get a hug, you know, before they go to their class. So, you know, and that's just all humans, I think, live for that kind of just interaction.
Contact,
connection, you know, I mean, it's good. It's good. So Becky and I also, for those of you listening that may not have seen it on Facebook already, we practiced the whole infinite possibilities ourselves, and a few months ago had both been talking about getting a space, particularly in Berry Hill,
mm-hmm.
and
to see clients,
right,
workshops,
exactly, clients and workshops, and that actually manifested this last week. So we now are proud. What are we?
We're selling now.
You know, and so that's exciting. So we'll have more information out about that, because you'll be doing your stuff with Infinite Possibilities and your coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be doing my grief awareness and restorative living. We'll be doing some stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, it's wide open for workshops, you know, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that common area just has such a cool, funky, you know, and again, this is manifesting, detaching from exactly how it's going to look, but we knew we wanted the Berry Hill area.
Absolutely.
Funky, cool little section of Nashville, that this community that just has a great, just
vibe.
Good, yeah, exactly. And so we'd already kind of just put that out there, okay, and move along. And then somebody gives you a phone number.
Yep.
Somebody gives me a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Two separate somebodies.
Two separate phone numbers.
Yeah. happened to be a couple that had a space. So it was still the same space we were being referred to. Somebody telling Terry, hey, you need to call Angel.
Yep, call Angel.
And somebody else telling me I need to call Keith.
Right.
And we both called on it.
Right.
And it was the same space.
Same space.
And we both loved it. And I had also done up a mock flyer for an Infinite Possibilities workshop. And in the space of where, I just put some cool and funky neat place for this summer. I just put some dates on it, created some actual dates on it. And that's taking action. That's part of the taking action piece.
Right.
And because one of the things that we go over and over and over about working with the law of attraction and leveraging that is using your thoughts, your words, and your deeds.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to believe it, you got to speak it, ask for it, and then act on it.
Right. And that's one of the major components right there is acting on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I say all the time, and I can say this because, you know, I love my body, but I could lose a few pounds. And I've said as an example before, you know, I can't sit there and say, I want to be healthy, and, you know, the perfect healthy weight for me, whatever that is, and then not exercise or not eat healthy or not, you know, I mean, you have to really.
Here,
you
put those cookies down.
That's right, you know, put the drive away from Krispy Kreme, you know, I mean, you have to do your part, you know, and your part doesn't have to be rigorous, you know, breaking your back, worry and sweat. It's just be proactive in your choices in
right.
your life.
What I like to remind myself is don't push the river.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I see a goal or have a dream or something I'm reaching for, let the universe guide my next step.
Right.
Or take one little baby step forward, the universe will take 10,000 more.
Right.
Always supporting me. So definitely my mode of operation in the past would be the pushing that I was doing. You know, I got to make it happen. I got to,
right.
What's the next thing I got to do, you know, to where I was had this narrow vision of making it happen.
Like the only way it could show up
yeah.
was that way.
Yes. Or I got to make this call or make that, you know, or do this or go there and to where it was really, especially when I look back on it, I can see it. But that it was more operating out of a fear that
right.
it wouldn't happen as opposed to a knowing that it is happening, let it unfold.
Right.
And when I remember now to don't have to push the river flows on its own.
Right.
And as Esther Hicks, Abraham, likes to say, you know, what's the downstream thought? And if the thought of whatever toward the goal is, something is like, well, I need to make 15 phone calls by the next 3 days to make sure I have clients lined up, blah, blah, blah. That's all upstream thinking
right.
that I have to do. The downstream thinking would be more like, I know that I'm guided and that the next connections I need to have will either cross my path or will be presented to me in a way that is a win-win for everybody. You know, whoever might come across them. Just the same way we were given the numbers.
Exactly.
You know, it was the one and only space I even looked at.
Well, I looked at one more. It wasn't the right fit.
Nobody else was pushing the river on that one.
It wasn't the right
out.
It was not the right fit. But I'm glad because had I been so you know, focus that I needed a space in in Berry Hill, you know, I could have navigated that situation and ended up there and not, you know, not really digging it, you know, and it just wasn't supposed to be. So as much as when I pulled out of there that day thinking, oh, this is so not going to work, but what a cool space, I just let it go because there was no other, hanging on to it wasn't going to serve any purpose for me.
Right.
You know, it wasn't a fit, period.
So. And that guy will probably find someone.
Sure will.
Sure. Yeah, who will fit just fine with whatever his needs are.
Exactly. So, all that said, you know, Brené Brown has this great thing that she does a lot of stuff on vulnerability and shame. And she says in one of the things about practicing authenticity is that it goes back to something that you said earlier. You know, we can say all day long, you know, I'm a giving person. The example she uses is yoga. She says, you know, I can run around the house in my yoga pants and I can wear my yoga clothes and I can have that yoga mat over the door and, you know, look at me, look at all my yoga stuff. But until I actually practice yoga, I can't say that I understand it the way that it works. And that somehow, I mean, that to me has a lot of the same components as, you know, the law of attraction until you really practice it. Because it's really easy to go, oh, whatever, law of attraction, that's just moving.
Well, and the thing is, it's always working.
Yeah.
It's when we make a conscious, you know, okay, I'm going to participate in this because otherwise it's just working on default.
Right.
I mean, it's always going on.
It's kind of like what, you know, we've talked with the guys before about like being electricity in the wall. You know, the electricity in the wall is always running. It's always running.
Right.
And if you have a lamp and you want it to come on, you plug into that stream of electricity and it works. It's the same thing.
Right. And if the bulb burns out, you don't say, oh, well, electricity didn't work.
Right.
You know, you don't blow the whole concept.
Chuck the, you know, lamp in the trash because the light bulb burned out, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, no.
Right. You just get it. It's just another component. It's just another part of it.
Right. And I know this is jumping around, but in the Conversations with God class that we're doing now, there's actually, I want to say it's chapter 4, but there was a really, I mean, it's all good regardless, but it was a really great analogy in there about when something isn't working. It's like the house, you know, and when the brick is, you know, not great or falling apart or crumbling, you don't destroy the whole house. You just take that brick out and you put another one in its place that serves you, you know, that serves your highest and best, you know. And that was a great visual for me because I'm a visual person. So when I read that, I was like, oh, I love that, you know. And it's so true, you know.
Right. You still love and appreciate the house and the home.
Right.
And fix that one little part.
Right.
That one component.
And that one component for people that are, you know, like doing infinite possibilities or law of attraction stuff, that one component can be your belief system, how you think about that stuff, you know, or whether or not you believe that you can make anything happen or have any control over anything in your life, you know. And the word control is probably not, you know, that control seems like such a dominating word, but, you know, that you have any possibility of creating anything that you might actually want.
Right, right. So I like the way that, you know, when you keep bringing up Conversations with God because it's very cyclical in its lessons.
Yes.
Keeps coming back around so that there are 34 concepts in that first book alone. And to look at them as a whole was just like, we had to extend this class to 12 weeks.
Right.
Because it was such a deep and heavy study. In a fun kind of way. 12 weeks on one book, you know, and we're tearing it apart, you know, as far as discussion goes.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And I would say probably one of my most favorite things I got out of it was find your greatest version of your grandest vision.
Right.
And that's what life is about, and just live that. And if you're not living that, then you're not manifesting as well as you could be.
Right.
And you take full responsibility for it. It's all yours.
And sometimes that means, you know, in the avenue of, you know, the ownership of that, sometimes that means reassessing the company you keep. You know, reassessing the job, the work, reassessing, you know, lots of things, because it is your choice. You know, you own it. It's your choice.
Right. Doesn't always feel like it.
Right. Right. I know. Like when we were getting ready to sign that lease. Because I was like, okay, wait, you know, and actually we had that conversation. You know, this is something we manifested. We manifested this. How in the world can I sit there and say, yeah, I think I'll pass, you know.
Yeah, I'm certainly not ready.
Right. And if we teach this stuff, we have to live it, you know. I mean, that's, you've said that to the guys before, you know. So,
yeah, when I told them a couple of months ago that I had decided that I would be telling work that I was going to let go of my full-time management job so that I could and all that it entails, you know, one of the guys was like, well, you're just going to let your husband all the bills are going to fall on him? I wanted to say, have you not been listening in class? You know, we're talking about faith.
Mm-hmm.
If I had gotten some kind of indication, no, don't do it. And I don't mean that scary ego.
Right, or fear, just that.
I mean an intuitive voice that says, you know, wait until then, or be patient. I'm putting all the pieces together.
Right.
No, it was pretty loud and clear. You need to go ahead and let work know you're ready.
Right.
Ready. And my work knew in the very beginning that it was going to be a temporary management position for me, because that's just not, I'm not just sitting at a desk all day.
Kind of person,
yeah. And could I do it for a little while? Yeah, I could do it for about a year.
A little while.
Something like that, just a little while. And it certainly served some purpose. You know, I was able to pay off some bills, that kind of thing. But I continue to remind myself, now that I've gone part-time, and I'm like, oh my gosh, all this energy that I'm just, you know, reveling in and working on, you know, all the different things I want to see happen,
with
my career. It's like, yes, and I can still, you know, I'll still be able to pay for the things that I want to do.
Absolutely.
I have to remind myself, the universe has got my back.
Right.
My husband is not going to have to try with the bill, you know, it's going to be all fine and better. That's a big thing, is to go, no, it's not going to be like, oh, we'll still get by, we'll still get a pair of bills. No, it's going to get better.
Right. You're going to thrive in it. It's going to just
because stay. I'm going to be doing what feeds my soul. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And when the soul is being fed,
the sky is the limit.
Yeah.
And beyond. Well, folks, we are going to have to wrap this up. Becky, I have, of course, I've loved having you.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it has. We'll have to do another one from our office.
Yeah. Let's see if we get some commentary or some feedback, and And I'd love to come back again.
That's right. Now, do you have a website or something?
I'm building it. I feel like it's going to be BeckyBuckman.com.
Okay.
It's not published yet.
Okay, fantastic. Well, if you can't find Becky, you can
email me.
There you
That's
go.
Fine.
What's your, do you want to?
My email address is soul to soul, and it's spelled S-O-L-E, like the bottom of your foot, T-O-S-O-U-L,
okay,
at comcast.net.
Gotcha. All right. And I can be reached for group awareness or restorative living at terrypugh.com. And my email is, keep it really easy, terry@terrypugh.com. And I also am on Facebook at terrypugh.com. So how about that? What's that name again? Everybody knows. So, but anyway, folks, I want to say thank you for listening. And if you jumped in on half of the show, just know that as soon as we this show, we'll have about maybe a 10-minute delay, and it goes immediately into archive. And so you can literally click on the link that is online, and it will play in its entirety right back to you. So, and Becky and I both will be posting those around this evening so that anybody that didn't catch it can catch it. And our office is in Berry Hill. It's on Columbine, and I don't even know the address.
2819.
There you go. And we will be putting stuff out on that and hopefully having a small little come see our digs soon.
Yeah, a little housewarming.
Yeah, something like that. So, so until next time, the next show is going to air on April the 10th, and that one is going to be a solo show. I will be talking and answering questions and calls on what is grief, where does it come from, and how in the hell does it hijack our life? So, and how do we navigate through that? So that will be interesting. Until then, live well and increase your peace. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Art of Living Well Radio Network, a subsidiary of Crowning Light Productions. For more information on all of our programs, go to our website, theartoflivingwell.tv. This is Gene Bogart saying thanks for listening to the Art of Living Well Radio Network. Radio to inspire